This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program, David Biddix and Chris Hollifield. And David and Chris, they have taken on a project that seems like it could be overwhelming. This project is about the history of spruce pine. David, tell us about how you guys got interested in doing this. Where do you think it's going to go? And maybe even tell us a few things about the history that we may not know.
Okay, well, first off, Steve, thanks for having us today. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. We just kind of got together. My son was in Mr. Hollifield's class in eighth grade a couple of years ago, and we go to church together, and we just got to talking a little bit about the town, and we wondered why nobody has anything about it, you know, or whatever. He's had a collection of stuff he's kept over the years. So we got to talking about it, and we thought, well, it'd be kind of neat to just, you know, get this stuff together somewhere. So back in June, we started working on the history of spruce pine, and it's in a couple of stages. We're trying to get pictures, photographs of the town over the years, all the way up to the present. And we're also trying to talk with folks about, you know, things that have gone on, historical events, and preserve that before those folks leave us. And we're very pleased. We've already gotten an interview completed with one of those, and that's O.D. or Cal Calhoun. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit about him maybe here. Okay, Chris, well, if you want to. He's been here. He's 98 years old.
Came here on a train from Irwin in what year,
1927.
Yeah, okay. He got things kind of rolling in spruce pine, and he knew a tremendous amount about the early days in town. And although he is getting up in age, he told us a tremendous amount about the history and the people and Dr. Peterson and some of the other folks that made a huge impact in those early days.
Bet you don't know spruce pine's original name, do you?
No, but I didn't know you were going to ask me that.
A lot of people think it's Kim Thickets, and that was a name it was known as, but that's not its original name. Its original name was Roses Creek.
Ah.
And that was started somewhere in the 1850s, somewhere in that area. Mm-hmm. But they started a post office at Isaac English's Inn, which, of course, still stands. And his daughters suggested that they name it after a tree, which was out to the right of the inn that they called the Spruce Pine, and that's how it got its name.
And what year was that?
1865, six, somewhere in there is when they, I say changed it, but that's when the post office became known as Spruce Pine.
So you're gathering pictures, you're putting together some audio interviews, maybe some videos, those kind of things, and you've got something coming up. Let's talk about this that's coming up this Saturday over at the Spruce Pine Library. What's going to happen there?
Okay, Saturday at 10 o'clock and until one Saturday afternoon, we're going to be at the library doing two things. First off, you can come and see the history of spruce pine. We've got somewhere around 400 pictures that we're going to show just in a loop. You can walk in, sit down, look at them, you know, at your leisure. We have a video that we're going to be showing of the interview or a part of the interview with Cal concerning the Carolina Barn Dance. Mm-hmm. It's something that we showed back in October, but a few people didn't get to see it, and we thought we'd offer it to them again. But the big thing we want to do is tell folks, if you've got pictures, if you've got stuff you'd like to share with the community, bring them to the library. We'll have scanners set up. You can walk in with them. We'll take care of them right there, and you can take them home with you. They don't have to leave your possession. And that way we've got them preserved, and we can use them in a variety of ways. Hopefully we're doing a book, as I mentioned, a video. We want to get this together where we might even have some sort of a museum somewhere down the line in town.
The book that will be coming out, we're hoping to be out by late May or June. And I think it will be a tremendous asset to the community. It will be about just spruce pine, and we're hoping to branch out even more after that, getting into the other communities in the county, and then we're going to do a DVD series, hopefully, and some other things. So we're trying to preserve as much of this as we possibly can. We have a lot of the older folks who have left us and are no longer here, and when one of those dies, a lot of the history of the town dies with them, and that's what we're trying to do is preserve that history.
If you have something that you'd like to share with us and you can't come to the library Saturday or it snows us out, you know, we don't know this time of year, you can either call me or Chris. The number is 765-4223 or 385-0649. Or if you email, it's history, the word history, at pegasuscreations.com.
Thank you very much, David Biddix and Chris Hollifield. You'll enjoy your time at the Spruce Pine Library. It starts at 10 o'clock this Saturday. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.